Tom Fortino is the founder and principal at Alpha Wealth Group. How are you sounding today, Tom? Welcome to the show.
Yeah, I'm doing okay. How are you doing?
Pretty good. I was listening to you on Sunday, and I thought you sounded a little scratchy there.
That was bad, yeah. I owe everyone an apology. You can tell my voice is still a little rough, but I'm getting there. I'm progressing, let's put it that way. That's a good thing.
Everybody's going through this. I've been fighting a little of that myself, man. What are you going to do?
Well, most guys do nothing. That's the problem. And I haven't done much. Yeah. I'm one of those dumb guys that just says, it'll end at some point. But it's kind of languishing here. We'll see.
Funny that you mentioned that. I'll talk finances with you after I say this. That is, in the next half hour, I'm going to talk to a doctor about coldies and Zicam, those things you take to help with your cold-like symptoms, if that's what you're going through. We'll see if they think that stuff's any good or not. I do like it. Talk to me about the markets this week and the last couple weeks. What are we seeing? What are you liking?
Well, I mean, it's here we are again. It's another week of a bunch of data, and we'll be having this conversation a month from now. And, we keep going on. You know, PPI came out today. I think you've seen the market kind of languish. It's kind of gone back and forth today because CPI is, we're kind of waiting to hear what happens tomorrow with the Consumer Price Index. Because it has been trending up, and that's going to be kind of the market mover, I think, either up or down, depending on what we see tomorrow.
Do you think that the Fed is going to raise rates even once? Do you think how serious is that concern that the Fed actually might raise rates once this year?
You know, the likelihood of that is low. In fact, you may have heard already and had this conversation, but, Powell did speak today. And he said he doesn't plan on any increases this year at all. He thought things were pretty solid in the economy. So this is what he's saying. And I think most people feel like, there's not going to be interest rates. Now, that said, of course, nobody knows the future. And we don't know what's going to happen with these, with inflation and so on. So, but at this point, it doesn't look like they're going to go up.
As goes inflation, so goes the Fed. Is that what it is? If inflation goes up, then they ain't going to lower the rates anytime soon.
That's really the point. Well, you're looking at things that if this economy is hot, if the CPI is hot, it means that the Fed's not going to lower rates. And that's, one begets the other. And then we've got these concerns about debt, which these companies, debt that's rolling off, of course, and going forward. And so a lot of these things have to deal with that. So it's the Fed that drives a lot of this stuff. And then I said, well, what's going to cause the Fed to either raise rates, keep them the same, or lower them, hopefully, is going to be these things where it's the bad news is good news kind of thing sometimes, which seems crazy, but that's the way it works.
Are you paying any attention to GameStop and AMC just for the fun of it even? I mean, what's going on there, Tom?
I guess for the fun of it is the way to put it. I think that's about it. You just have to be careful because what's happening is it's, again, this where these retail investors are piling in to say, hey, if there's these short sellers out there, which are typically the hedge funds, which are selling these companies short, they're coming in and trying to, because then you got to cover eventually. And so that's kind of it's not necessarily based on fundamentals. Let's put it that way. So you have to be very, very, very careful.
Oh, no kidding. I mean, talk about your fundamentals. Has GameStop fundamentally improved since the last time we went through this thing? It's still essentially the same business, isn't it?
It is the same business. And in fact, I think it was up 75% over the last day. So, the company does not warrant that type of move. But those are things I would, for the most part, stay away from.
I wanted to bring up credit card delinquencies rise to nearly 13-year high. The central bank's quarterly report on household debt and credit cards showed the share of seriously delinquent debt, or at least 90 days behind, rose to almost 7% of outstanding balances. Almost 7% of outstanding balances of credit card holders are 90 days or more behind. It seems like we hear stories like that all the time. Does that weigh on the economy? Is that a factor in the big picture necessarily?
Well, whether we're talking about consumer debt, and by the way, I just saw a number year over year, credit card debt increased by $129 billion year over year. it passed a million some time ago, and it continues to go up. So that is a concern. I'm sorry. What did I say? A million?
Yeah, you said a million. You mean a trillion?
A trillion. Yeah, that was. Anyway, no, it's past a trillion, and it continues to go up. So certainly, we've seen more use of credit cards. A lot of these things. Does this portend something in the economy where the consumer is being tapped out? That can be concerning. Absolutely. So we have to see. It's not just that auto loans. Same thing is kind of happening on there. So, and then of course the whole issue with commercial office space. So those are some things you always have, you know, you always have to keep an eye on.
Well, consumers are spending, right? Aren't we about to get the number on that? How much
are
the retail sectors doing?
Yep. Retail sales are out tomorrow. Walmart comes out on Thursday, which is a harbinger for, you know, the consumer. So, and Home Depot came out today. And so there's a number of things, like I said, these a lot of data points over the next few days to kind of give us a sense of where is this going.
And maybe then we'll catch up next week on that, or maybe you'll talk more about it when we get that number on Sunday. I guess the best case scenario would be what? That the big box retailers come in a little soft, and that would put some downward pressure and might encourage the Fed. Is that what we're looking for, or no?
Well, you know, the retail sales, again, there's always this. It's kind of like, I guess, Goldilocks, right? One's too hot, one's too cold, one's just right. So we want to come in with the just right on some of the retail sales year over year. And so I think they're looking at year over year 3.4 or something like along those lines. Mm-hmm. And so if that happens, and so we'll see how the market, I think you're going to see a reaction, pretty big reaction tomorrow in the market with CPI. They could be buying opportunities as well. So we want to keep your eye out for that too if the market corrects.
Mm. Tom Fortino's website is alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com. Listen to him Sunday mornings at 7 here on WGN, and we'll catch you then, Tom.
Sounds great.